we just want all the citizens to know that it's that time of the year, and we would like to make sure that they understand that next week we will pick up their refuge from their yards and from the winter and from all the long-term collections that's happened in the last 6 or 7 months. And we're encouraging everybody to get rid of their sofas, put them out on the boulevard so we can pick those up next week. We want to make sure that everybody's aware of the opportunity to clean up their yards next week, to understand that there are city ordinances that restrict the storage of certain materials and furniture in yards, and that they need to use this next week to help the city clean itself up. Whatever day your garbage is picked up, that's when the crews will come by and pick up the extra refuse from your yard. There's basically three areas, types of materials that we will not pick up. We don't have the facilities to take care of at this time, and that is tires, batteries, and scrap metal. You can take the tires to the transfer station where we can easily take them out and discard of them at that time. Also, we have batteries. Obviously, we have no facilities, but there's salvage yards or the Valley Recycling Center that will take those. Scrap metal, anything metal that's, I'm talking about appliances, anything like that, you can take to the Valley Recycling Center. Some of the other salvage yards that might be able to take that from you as well. So there are some limits on what we can pick up. Other than those three items, we're ready to go. And we would also ask the residents to make sure that they try and put things in boxes, bags, or cans, but not to exceed 32 gallons or 50 pounds. We don't want to hurt any of the city employees picking up some of this refuge. But if they could put this garbage in boxes, bags, or cans, not to exceed 30 gallons or 50 pounds, it would be greatly appreciated.